Amen.
Amen. This one really hits home for me, sir. I want to share some testimony if we got time.
Oh, yeah.
So last year sometime, year before sometime, my neighbor, literally my neighbor, relapsed and kind of got out there a little bit and literally tried to catch my house on fire. So I got offended. Yeah, I got really offended, like super offended. So Monica, with her offense, but offense.
Yeah.
Not a literal fence.
But, if, I don't know,
but offense. Uh-huh. Between me and my neighbor. Mm-hmm. I became cold toward him and very distant toward him. And whenever I had the flu rona, I took that time to do a review of me, self-inventory. And I asked God, I asked the Holy Spirit to help me to bring to light anything in me that was offensive to him, that might put a fence between me and him. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, there it was. Mm-hmm. He showed me my neighbor. And I began to repent. And I asked God to help me make the corrections I needed to tear down that fence of offense between me and him and me and my neighbor. And he was so sweet in doing so. My neighbor came over one day to use my phone. And we're sitting in the living room, and dinner's done. I know his situation. I let him use my phone. We ate dinner. And then I told him that I have not treated him the way Christ would want me to treat him. And I began to apologize to my neighbor, my friend, for keeping a fence up, even after he apologized for his actions and what he had done. But Monica felt like she had a right. I have a right to be offended. Mm-hmm. You did this to me, and I have a right to be offended. I have a right to have this fence up. The Lord was so sweet. And he took me back to when I first came back to Christ, when I first made that turnaround. Mm-hmm. He told me, you will never look into the eyes of someone that I do not love. And you will never look into the eyes of someone that I do not desire a right relationship with.
Amen.
You will never shake the hand of someone I don't love. And you will never shake the hand of someone I don't desire a right relationship with. And when he brought that up to my remembrance, I just crumbled. I just crumbled. And so Monica had some work to do. Mm-hmm. In myself and with my neighbor. He knew that I had, he knew that I started treating him different. And in a moment, after dinner, God set things right. His Holy Spirit touched both our hearts in that moment. Mm. And that fence of offense that I built came crumbling down like the walls of Jericho. Amen. If you've been offended and you've built a fence with that offense, God, His Holy Spirit, can show you and guide you on how to bring it down.
Amen. It's good stuff.
He's so, so faithful to all His children. And we are all His children.
Yes.
We are all created in His image. Rather they know it or not, they are created in His image. Period.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Would you like to pray to close this out, sir?
Sure can. Gracious God, we thank You for the opportunity to be together today. May we all listen to that challenge. Never look in the eyes of someone that you don't love. Help us to love our neighbor as You love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Miss Sue, and from my brother, Pastor Scott Rogers. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.